This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. It took a couple of seconds for us to get our stuff together, our shit together. But nonetheless, we're here, man. We're in here. Good afternoon to everybody. You know, I had some bad music for us, but my phone and the cable decided to say, you know what, Jack, fuck you.
It's decided to sleep during lunchtime.
Right.
What the fuck is, what behavior is this? You can't sleep when it's lunch, man. You need to go out.
You know what I mean?
But it's all good, though.
It's chilled.
Yeah.
Melvin, how are you, man?
Just another cool kid.
Hey, man.
I don't know what I'm excited more about, this conversation or seeing your face, man.
Okay, let's start with seeing my face. We'll go with that
one. You feel that hug, that love.
That love, man.
Oh, man.
How are you doing in your body?
I'm good, man.
You actually do look good,
I look
man.
Dapper, yeah?
I need to
it's
take
what
a
I
second.
Saw. Yeah. Yeah.
I need to take a second and
all
say,
right.
Look.
Appreciate
Van Given, you look dope.
Oof.
So cool.
You're making my girlfriend jealous. Stop it. Shh.
Oh, okay.
Okay, stop it.
Is she listening?
You
heard Chris Brown. These hoes ain't loyal.
Listen.
Oh, yours is different.
Not during this month even.
We're not
trying to get into that kind of trouble.
I think this is the perfect month
to start
bring
those
up
kind
such.
Of conversations.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, okay.
I think we need to take a second to talk about the good and the bad that women do.
I'll find you some hoish tweets that I was reading. Retweeting yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't come from you.
They didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, no, because I don't say those things. But I'll be like, oh, okay, that's nice.
Okay.
You had that thought. That's brilliant. But yeah.
All right. But my thing is this, now. Have you been checking out the Olympics?
Have the athletics started yet?
No.
Okay, no, then I haven't.
You suck, dude. Like, I think there's this one guy, right? I think that guy is like my personal hero.
Oh, no.
Somewhat, you know, Michael Phelps. Okay.
Oh yes.
This guy is insane. Besides the fact that he's got like over 20 Olympic medals.
21, they say.
21, yeah. Mm. And a lot of them are gold.
Yeah.
So that is like besides the point. I think he's dope because he smokes weed and he can still like swim faster than anyone else.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to do things slower on weed?
No. Clearly, it works differently for him.
It does, right?
Yeah, it spreads better throughout his body.
I think the question we should be asking is, what type of shit is he smoking and what are we smoking?
It's that Phelps face weed.
Ah.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to get some of that
Some
stuff.
Phelps face weed.
Some of that Phelps kush, man.
It's gold.
So corny. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Just Another Cool Kid. I'm joined by my crazy friend here, Mr. Neil Van Given.
Fuck
and
yeah.
We're going to be holding it down for the next... 55 minutes roughly. And if you want to be in contact with us, all you have to do is give us a call on 0861555189. Twitter at CliffCentral.com, Facebook CliffCentral, WeChat ID CliffCentral. And you can send a message by tapping connect and then message to so. So, Van Given, we're joined by three cool looking individuals. One of them, let me get this out of the way real quickly. One of them was at our New Year's party.
And he was
stepping into 2016.
Uh-huh.
And he was sidestepping into 2016. It was like a double step. Sorry, what's going on? You know, we've got these guys that came through today, man. Like they've got such a cool way of recycling. Like I've never thought of recycling this way. But they'll tell us all about it. We've got Mfundo Mkize in the building. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Okay, your mic is not on. Try that again.
I'm good.
There we go. You know what? Here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
I need you to get close to the microphone so we can actually hear what you're saying.
Let's do that.
Pull it. Don't worry. Pull it towards you. We've got money here.
Oh. Okay.
Gareth Cliff all the time. All the time. Money, man.
Central Yonkinto.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm feeling good, but I'm good. I'm happy
you are alive?
To be here.
That's good to hear, man.
Yeah.
We're also joined by Michael Masinga.
Yo.
How are you, buddy?
Well, thanks and yourself, man.
Fantastic, man. Awesome, and awesome. Last but not least, the rose amongst the thorns, man.
Yeah,
we're joined by Cindy. I didn't catch your surname. You didn't tell me your surname.
Sochiwande.
Oh, yes. Hit us with that one more time. That's all African.
Cindy Sochiwande.
Oh, man.
Of course I will. Like, it's like porridge, man. It's so good.
Wow,
you know what I mean?
It's so nice.
Like,
so
I think Kosa women, since it is Women's Month, Kosa women. Shout out to you guys, man. Just all the time. Anyway, guys, you guys are joining us today because of this cool initiative that you guys are working behind. Basically, you're trying to change the world in your own unique little special way. And please tell me about Imvelo iRecycling.
So Imvelo iRecycle is a reverse vending machine.
Reverse vending machine.
Yes.
Okay, let's start with the reverse.
Yes. Usually you get things out of a vending machine.
Yeah.
With our machine, you put things inside the machine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So my money was not enough inside vending machines. Now you want me to put other things.
Put something else in there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So how does it work? How does it come together?
So the iRecycle machine is the size of a vending machine. Mm-hmm. And what it does, it collects plastic bottles and aluminum cans.
Okay.
That are going to be recycled. So when you put a plastic bottle inside the machine, you load your, you submit your details, then you earn points each time you...
You recycle something.
You recycle, yeah.
Okay, okay, cool. I was actually checking out some of the things you guys have been doing, running around to these media houses and stuff. I understand that your vending machine has got a touchscreen Shandis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it does. What's that all about?
So when you are about to recycle, you put in your details and you use the LCD screen to put in your cell phone number or your email address.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get a slip which has a QR code which you can scan using an app. So we have an app that's connected to the machine as well.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
So you can log on to like track your recycling points.
Yeah. That's really dope, man.
Is this a matter of making, or I mean, it's all about, I suppose the rewards are very important, but I mean, with recycling, it's more than just the reward of monetary value where you're getting things out, you know, maintaining, sustaining the planet and a cleaner environment. What's the drive behind this whole idea? I mean, you, young as you are, you know, doing this for us young people, I suppose.
I guess.
Trying to pull us in.
Yeah, I guess as young entrepreneurs, trying to find our feet, you know, I think it was a great idea for us to initiate the concept in terms of like the terms of mindset that we bring within launching it, within making it interact with people. So me and the team have been working towards that in terms of like making it a great experience towards the launch and making sure we have credible partners, making sure that everything is done right. So we represent the iRecyclepreneurs.
Ooh, okay, there we go. It had to have its own term, right? iRecyclepreneurs.
It's like you're useless up until you have a name.
Or a hashtag even.
reward recycling.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, we have that too.
I've seen your Facebook page, actually, speaking of hashtags and all of that. You put out like these cool images with these messages all the time. Yeah. I mean, that obviously that's part of the whole concept of the business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's our digital strategy. Just to communicate to the target market the kind of messaging that we would like to portray, you know, which is positivity, sustainability, cleanness, and the fact that they're getting rewarded for it. So hashtag reward recycling.
Do you know the type of individuals that you're talking to? I mean, you're talking about target market. Obviously, you have an idea.
Cindy.
We're speaking to a lot of young people, maybe young people from like, what, from high school to maybe 35, and a lot of first-time jobbers. So we've noticed that with young people, if you're going to be recycling or just doing something beyond like getting immediate points, you always want something bigger, you want something physical. So with this group, we just want to show them that as much as we do talk about how recycling will save the environment and recycling so much you can save so much electricity, we want to show them that physical point, that you can get the points in an everyday activity. So if you recycle every day, you do get the rewards, and it all works to a bigger picture of saving the environment.
You know, there's this guy by the name of George Carlin, right? And he's a comedian. And he's one of the most, I don't know, he's outlandish, man. He's got this straight talk approach to things, right? Yeah. And he's if he was still alive, he would be one of the naysayers when it comes to things like recycling, right? Like, he made a point this one time. I watched one of his specials, and he basically said, like, 90% of the animals that walk this planet are extinct, right? Mm-hmm. And why do we human beings think we're special? And why do people go out of their way to say we're trying to save the planet? Yeah, like, is there a realistic reason behind this? Like, should we be actively trying to save the planet? I mean, it's a big place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I honestly think we're not just necessarily saving the planets, but we are sustaining humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if we create a world where we can't survive, then there's no more human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the perspective.
So it's not just about plastic cans and whatnot. Yeah. It's about the human race.
Yes, it's about the human
race. Even on a smaller scale, if you look at your surroundings, is it dirty? Is it clean? You know, what are you doing to make sure that where you are is clean?
Yeah.
How is it better for the next person, for the next generation? So just the smallest steps, mm-hmm. wherever you're walking in your corridor, is there a can? Can you recycle it? Do you just throw it away? What happens beyond that?
I hear that. Yeah. I hear
so
that.
So what's dope about our machines is that people will get rewarded for it. So they're keeping the planet safe and clean while they get rewarded for it.
Ah, okay. let's get into this rewards thing, man. I've been hearing award a couple of times. I'm trying to figure out, okay, here I am. I've got this bottle of water here. I'm going to finish it.
Sure.
Your vending machine is in my building. I chuck it in there. Maybe this happens for about 6 months. I'm chucking bottles in there, chucking. What is that vending machine going to chuck out at me?
points. So you're going to gain points. You're going to gain points. And then once you have a certain number of points, you will get rewarded a certain prize.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're still working on the system on the back end. We are live, though. However, we're still figuring it out that how many plastic bottles are going to amount to a certain price.
Yeah.
And it also depends on where the machine is. So you have an option of asking for the machine as a corporate or as a venue. And then we'll definitely be in talks for partnerships in connection with the rewards. So at the moment, we'll be launching in Benoni High School on the 16th. So the reward system there will be relevant to the students, the target market there. So we'll be working hand in hand with the tuck shop and so forth with regards to where the machine is going to be.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
I know there's massive, there's massive tender money, but I would assume there's massive tender money. Because, I mean, it's recycling and it's getting kids into it. But in my own personal capacity, say I wanted to get the machine, because I want the machine. I wanted it in my house. Is that something that could be negotiable that I could get? Because I've got lots of bottles that I'm just using all the time. I drink sparkling water all the time. So would that be a possibility?
So not necessarily in your house.
But in your estate. I've already built the room. Yes.
So if you live in an estate and there's other people, we could place a machine there. And how essentially we make our money is through advertising. So we brand the machine. If Coca-Cola comes on board, we'll brand the machine Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
So it's all about talking to your body corporates. So if you live in a block of flats, holler at your body corporates and then we can start talking and you can have the machine in that.
Be the middleman.
Yeah. Yes.
You can be a recycler.
It will help you. You can be the recycler producer, yeah.
All right. How personal is this for you guys? You know, a lot of people come across projects that sound like great ideas. I mean, this sounds like a really great idea. How the personal connection for you guys?
For me, Cindy, sorry, Mfundo. Like, I remember as a kid, my dad always made us collect cans. Okay. So that is still fresh in my mind. Tertiary, when I started working, it was still the same thing. But I never knew, like, the end result, you know? I don't really have time to be pushing a trolley and then getting money for it.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to be part of the end result. So this, for me, is finally being part of that end result and actually seeing the end result.
That's pretty cool. Michael?
For me, it's all about building systems. So as an entrepreneur, I get hired to come up with ideas and solutions. So for me, it's on a personal level to breaking ground, you know, learning more about recycling and, you know, just expanding on my own knowledge. And so for me, it's all about that. So any project that we venture on, I make sure that I learn a lot from that. Yeah.
Mfundo, do you have a personal story maybe?
it better be a good one.
You know, like,
it better be like...
The thing is, like, I saw the look in his eye like, Jack, don't do this. Jack, please don't come to me. I'm putting you on the spot.
Answering the question.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Maybe it's clear I cannot read facial expressions. Yes. I should not read any of them.
So the personal connection with this project in particular is the parents company, which is Imvelo, mm-hmm. which works on concentrated solar power stations.
Ah.
Yes, so they what they're doing is quite cool. And they built iRecycle not just to incentivize people to recycle, but to also create jobs. Mm-hmm. So each machine we launch, we're going to have a recyclepreneur maintaining and managing the machine.
Ah, okay.
So that's the big plus of this project. It's not just about us collecting. It's also about us creating jobs.
That's pretty cool. Like, I like the way they broke it down. Like, each one of them had a different story. There was, my dad made me collect cans. And then, as an entrepreneur,
when I come here.
You know, and then we're making people jobs and stuff. This is pretty cool, man. Really, really dope.
How did you guys meet? Like, is it a friendship thing? Did you just...
Me.
Okay. Because, yes. I mean, it's so cool. It's so it's in unison. It's so synchronized. It's
right?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's all thanks to Jose in this particular project. I met Jose at the Standard Bank incubator in Rosebank.
By the by, Jose is Mfundo.
Yeah, I met him there. That's where we get free Wi-Fi and free space to work.
Yeah,
bumped into him there, shared my work, and he loved it, and then he brought me on board. Yeah. And then I met Cindy through Jose as well, through Mfundo, yeah.
Okay, so maybe we should be asking Mfundo this question.
Yes.
What was the question again?
How did you guys meet? Well, you know, what is the glue, I suppose?
Is it? For me, like, I'm a serial entrepreneur, so I've been working on lots of projects. So I'm always interacting with creatives. And when I encountered Cindy, it's when I arrived in Joburg. Mm-hmm. And she was working, can I mention it?
Yes.
She was working for a company called Instant Gross.
Okay.
And she's the first person that sort of mentored me and showed me Joburg and how things work around here.
Yeah.
So sweet. We've always had that relationship. That's why immediately when this project came about, I contacted her.
Yeah.
Then with Michael Masinga, his work speaks for itself. And I was like, I have to have this guy.
All right, let's get into that a little bit. Your work, Michael, outside of Mvelo iRecycle, what are some of the projects that you've been a part of?
I started a digital and marketing agency in 2013 after I was selected to be a part of the Designed in Dubai Emerging Creatives.
Yeah.
There was a lecture there when we got there from this guy from the UK. I forgot his name. Sorry.
Yeah, no, don't apologize.
Yeah,
and he clearly wasn't that interesting.
He was. He pushed me to quit my job. So after the Emerging Creatives, I started StudioThinkers.com, which is a digital marketing agency. And I got to the Design in Dubai Emerging Creatives through a project I had started called the Proverbs Project, mm-hmm. where I took biblical scripture from the book of Proverbs and I designed it into typography.
Yeah.
So I'm a designer. Graphic designer, qualified, and then that project got me clients like SambaFresh.com from Ohio in the US, and other interesting clients as well. So when Jose bumped into my site and checked out my work, that's when he was interested to say, "You can help us execute this."
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You know what we're gonna do right about now?
Okay.
I think we're gonna jump into a track for a second. Right?
Yeah.
We're going to check out your website.
Okay.
And then and then on the flip side, we might just have a few alarming things to say. We don't know. But you know what? So far, I think I can trust what you say. You know what I mean? You sound like a person that knows what he's talking about. You know what I mean? I think it's fair to say that we can trust that you're not beating about the bush. You're not selling us down the river.
On PR, yeah.
Cool. We got you. All
right. You know you right, my nigga. Ever gonna quit?
Hell nah.
Hell nah. Will I dumb it down a bit?
Hell nah.
Hell nah. Am I running with the shit?
I really am.
Fucking right, I bring the levels to this bitch.
Sardine.
You know you right, my nigga.
For some odd reason, you know, like, Nasty C is one of the biggest upcoming artists in the country. Like, he's not there yet. He's on his way there. But there are times where I'm like, I don't know about this boy, though.
What are you thinking?
I don't know, man. Like, sometimes, you know, when you listen to someone, you're thinking, okay, is there depth there? I wonder.
Yeah, okay. I've seen that question posed before. Like, you know, he sounds the same. And you just like,
you know?
Where is it going, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far.
We're waiting.
So far, I will say that the tracks that he has put out and the tracks he's been featured on, he's been nice with it.
Banger, 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 banger.
You know?
Yeah.
That jump with Anati, really dope. I think, sure, in a couple of years, maybe I'll, you know, give him the rubber stamp to say, yeah, no. Yeah, what rap.
If
but
he doesn't,
for now, it's like, I don't know.
If he doesn't recycle himself.
Yeah. No, they'll call it reinvention. Actually.
They will.
Yeah,
they
man. Will. For those of you just joining us, we are in the studio hanging out with three guys from Mvelo iRecycle. We've got Michael, Cindy, and Jose. We are going to call you Jose from now. You don't speak Spanish, man. We're going to be hanging out with them. And we've basically been talking about their innovative new way of, you know, recycling. They've got this vending machine that's pretty cool. And they're still sorting out the points and what you get when you accumulate all those points. But so far, so good. We were actually checking out Michael's, Michael's website. And Neo, you are the visually creative person between the two of us. What are your thoughts?
I'm blown away. It's incredible. It's insane. Check it out, man. StudioThinkers.com.
Yeah.
You'll see the whole design, the whole amazement. It's incredible. It's great, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's moving.
Appreciate it.
It's moving. It's very American-esque, if I can use that term.
Yeah.
Because it's large. Like, it's not on a small scale.
Yeah.
It's a big idea.
Yeah,
and that's what we need more big, brave ideas,
right?
And that's what this is. So,
thank you, I appreciate
fucking
it.
Fucking awesome website.
Yeah.
Okay,
now
we can tick all his credentials. You're like, okay, you say graphic designer. Thank you. All right. We dig that, man. Cindy, let's get into some of the things you were doing before Mvelo iRecycle came around.
Wow. Okay. So before iRecycle came about, I was working at Instant Gross. Yes, Instant Gross International now. Before that.
Yeah.
Before that, in tertiary, I've always been an entrepreneur. I ran the first flea market in Braamfontein. It was a student market. Then obviously work and studies took over. And then after that, I decided to leave Instant Gross International and start my own company, Creatives and Ties. I registered that in 2013, so I was still in varsity, but I focused on it like last year.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a lot of marketing and strategy for small businesses. I've done some for Modish Eye, a skincare brand, and I've done for iRecycle. And then I dabble here and there for interior designing. It's just a hobby. I've done offices for Plum Factory, was my main big client. It's a social media company. So yeah, that's me.
That's pretty cool, man. Jose.
Yeah, well.
Since you are basically the glue that brings everybody together.
Yeah. Sticky, icky, icky.
Tell us what you've been up to, like what you were doing before Mvelo came around.
I make ideas happen. That's just what I do. If I had a job title, I'd be an idea doer.
Yeah.
So I worked on a project called Project Paper Planes in Durban.
Yeah.
And what we do is we'd go to a cafe or a club and turn it into a clothing store for a day.
Okay, wait, run that past me again.
Yes. So, let's say, what clubs are you familiar with?
A lot, man. Kong's.
Kong, okay.
Taboo. Yeah.
We'd go to Kong and turn it into a clothing store for a day.
That's really dope. I actually haven't heard anyone trying to do that anywhere, actually.
And they just say, yeah, come and do that to our club.
All right.
Wow. I hear jobs are quit here and there. I hear Michael saying he left that. I hear Cindy saying she left that. Was Mfuno the one who convinced all of you to leave your jobs?
No.
No.
I found them.
You found them stranded.
Found us already.
in the wilderness.
Like, oh, come inside, my children. Come here.
Come, yeah.
You don't have to live like this.
Is that just the amount of belief in yourselves and your ideas? I mean, leaving what some people consider to be stable and to make sense, because, you know, we have partners that require certain things of us, and we have families that require certain things, certain aspects of us. Was that an easy thing to sort of just let go and be like, okay, my ideas are bigger than what I have?
From what I've learned, it's actually a tough journey. the sacrifices that one has to make, they're very immense. And then after quitting my job, I didn't realize that I had no understanding of business whatsoever. I was just a designer. I applied to the Shell LiveWire entrepreneurship program. I got selected, and that's when they taught us about the business aspect of things, instead of just being a designer in the forefront. They taught us about sales forecast, you know, getting your documents right, how to present your business, and all of that kind of stuff. And it was a great learning curve, which inspired me to get back to school. So I'm studying my postgrad now in general management, and I'm learning a lot about systems and procedures, about having your resources less and producing more. So there's a lot that I'm learning in terms of marketing management, doing research, and all of that kind of stuff. I just think that anyone can do it. It's tough, but anyone can do it. It's a journey. You learn as you go, as I'm learning, as I'm going. Yeah.
And I suppose as the years draw on, you know, as the ages pass, business operate differently now. You know, it's not like it was 10 or 15 years ago. There are certain aspects that you don't need, and there are other things that you need more now.
Yeah.
So it's just about all of that learning.
Yes. What would be the most difficult part about, you know, the whole quitting your job, trying to get something off the ground thing? Because, I mean, as Neo said, it's not something that you decide overnight. Like, it's not a decision that should be taken lightly. So for you guys, what would be the most difficult aspect about the lives you are leading now?
Staying inspired.
Yeah.
Motivation is key. You know, sometimes you're gonna have dark days, so you have to, like, believe that things are gonna work out.
Yeah, man. I read an interesting quote. It said, "Motivation is like bathing; it needs to be done every day."
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Not really, just the important bits, you know. If you cover your bases, I mean, you can function.
Sure. Yeah.
I'd like to believe.
You know, yeah, get like sharper ID photo.
Yeah, man. It's all about what you need for the day.
Yeah.
Just go with that.
And I guess as well, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, we all know that at some point you're going to leave the job. So knowing is not really the problem, but the step into taking the decision then becomes a problem, because you're thinking of the monthly things that need to be done.
Yeah.
So knowing is not a problem. You just know, once you've accepted that, you know, I'm going to quit one day. It's about making a plan on how now you're going to be living every day, every month, every year. You know,
That is actually pretty inspiring, considering how many people are still out there trying to be job seekers where they could be, you know, job creators.
And they probably know. They're just taking time to just step out of it.
Yeah.
I hear that.
It's difficult being this young, or being young and being a doer. We all have incredible, we have massive ideas, but it's not in all of us to have that doing spirit to see out your ideas, sort of. You know, we all have like papers and papers of ideas just sort of sitting there. But until you actually get up and see if they can function in the world. I suppose they die on paper, hey?
Yeah.
And on that point, I just wanted to say what most people are missing, especially 20-somethings who are creatives, is collaboration is key.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Dude, that will make your job easier. You can achieve a whole lot more, a whole lot faster. Just people must be open with their ideas and work together.
My thing is, you know, a lot of it's almost just as important to know when to let go as it is to know when to jump on.
Yes.
At what point do you guys, I mean, you guys have all done different things as far as business is concerned. At what point do you look at a project and decide, you know what, actually, this is better off if I let it go?
Yeah. Well, for me, is it a project that I've been given, let's say you give me a project right now. Is it a project?
Either way, how you come about that project is in, entirely up to you. You know what I mean? Sometimes I've come up with tons of ideas that I try to push, and some of them flopped. Yeah. Some worked. There are others that have been brought to me and they worked, some, and others flopped. I'm basically trying to find out, how do someone out there who's listening to the show right now, who thinks they've got a brilliant idea and they've been pushing it for the past 3 or 4 years, and they don't know, should I carry on, shouldn't I? How do you gauge if it's still worth your time to be doing something?
Oh yeah, okay. Last year, around August, I wasn't making any guap. The business wasn't making any money at all. I didn't cover 3 months' rent. I decided, you know what, let me go into Biz Community and start applying for a job. I got hired at HDI as an art director for the month of November. I was there 3 weeks tops. Sorry, HDI. But I got paid, and I paid rent for 3 months, and then I looked for another job. I got hired at Omage as well. I worked there for 2 months for the duration from January and from December to January. And that money I paid rent in advance, because I understand that I couldn't stay in that job. Yeah. So even though it was hard in the business, I still had to go back in and pay my dues and then get out again. So yeah.
Look at him now, it's August and what a time.
Oh yeah.
Really cool.
And also to add on, I think you have to look at the projects that you take or the jobs that you take. Do they grow you? If so, for your Intanga Yakho that has been pushing this idea for 5 years and they think of giving up, every year is a learning curve. So if there's 1 year that he stops learning and him trying to push this, then maybe it's time you should quit it, so to say. Mm-hmm. But I feel like everything that you do should be a learning curve. You should be building yourself. You should be progressing. Mm-hmm. So if you stop progressing and you're stagnant in this idea, move on to something bigger. You must keep on learning.
That's really cool. You know, as people that are pushing recycling and whatnot, what are your thoughts on global warming? Is it real? Is it a boogie monster story that scares people into doing the right thing? Like, what? How do you think we can affect or, you know, change the global climate? Like, how do we keep the polar ice caps from melting?
So the way to keep them from melting is to first realize we have a problem.
Aha. Uh-huh. So global warming, in your opinion, is real.
It's real.
Yeah, I know. It's quite real. The factor there, the science makes sense. We're pumping carbon dioxide into our atmosphere.
Yeah.
And the planet won't die. We will die.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what we can all agree on.
The world is not going to end. We will end.
Yeah.
That should be the new message.
Yeah.
Don't believe in global warming? Well, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You. Not the animals. You.
I think that might be the little shock that everyone needs to actually get up off their asses and do something about it. You know? I was watching Top Gear a couple of nights ago. There's these cars that run on hydrogen now. And the only, you know, emissions that they put out is like water.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In LA, they've got these cars just driving around all day, every day. In fact, from their estimations, in a couple of years, we're going to be driving petrol cars on the weekend, like for fun. Like, hey, I've still got a petrol car. And then during the week, you'll be using your hydrogen car.
I can imagine that hashtag. Hashtag situation right now, killing the earth.
Yeah, bitch.
I know also in Germany they have this program where they're running this pilot project where it's sort of like an Uber but for scooters.
Right.
Where they park these scooters around various places, points in Germany, and you just sort of use their app, find out where it is, and you use it and you park it. They look after, they take care of the maintenance, and it's all eco. It runs on this fuel thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it just works in that whole system where you don't have, it's not yours all the time, but it's there and it's fueled, it's maintained, and it's good for the earth end of the day. So that's very cool.
That's really cool.
Can't wait for such programs to just sort of trickle down to us.
I think, I mean, at this point in time, with guys like the people that we have in studio, those ideas don't need to trickle down anymore. In fact, we need to be spreading them upwards. You know what I mean? You know, I had a question in mind. It just slipped. I just noticed the message on WeChat. If you do want to give us a shout and find out what's going on in studio, you can give us a call. The number is 061-555-189. Twitter, at CliffCentral.com.
What am I doing here? Facebook, it's Cliff Central. WeChat ID, Cliff Central as well. Send a message on WeChat, tap, and then just message. Yeah, man.
All right, we've got a message here from Zweletu, and he said, I worked at a job and I didn't like it for a good 5 years. Oh, I did it like for a good 5 years, but he said didn't. Anyway, in Port Elizabeth. I'm born and bred there. At the time, I was doing music as a hobby. I'm a drummer. I decided to quit and do music full time. I took a step further and moved to a small ass town named Kuruman. Yeah, that sounds like a small ass town. I started a band and entertainment company with a friend of mine, and I don't regret this. Yes, it's been tough at times financially, but in capital letters, I love what I do, and that is the most important thing to me. Blue Chili Entertainment is the name of my band and company. That's pretty cool. I wonder how many more people there are out there like this. Are we moving towards a generation that will not be looking for jobs at all? Like, everyone's just going to have a company.
Jobs are going to be extinct soon, you know? Because already computers are taking over most people's jobs.
Yeah.
We live in the sharing economy where it's more beneficial to be a freelancer than have a full-time job.
Yeah. Mm. Cool. So the day might come whereby things like Job Seekers SA will be a thing of the past.
I enjoy that. I think there needs to be more honesty, more open conversations such as these. I mean, you're talking about what was happening to you last August. More open business-minded conversations that it's not all glamour. You know, don't portray the fact that we're doing fantastic. Yes, we've got business. You know, there are tough times and you will need to get through those. And what I enjoy the most is that the fact that all three of you are black, not knowing what's behind you.
You never know, Pele. Thank you for bringing it up. You never know. You never know.
The fact that you've decided to, you've recognized that you can't do it on your own. Mm-hmm. You know, there's sometimes this black mindset where we achieve greatness and we want to keep everybody else out. And I think that's something that needs to sort of die out. Mm-hmm. It's great. I mean, you don't have all the skills. You know, Jack is better at this and I'm better at this. Mm-hmm. And he can't do it all by himself. And that connection and honesty is just, I think it needs to be there. I thank you to Zwelile too for that awesome message, man.
Yeah. Very cool message. Very cool, very cool message. So guys, as far as keeping up with you guys on social media platforms, considering the fact that you guys have an iRecycle vending machine, how important is it as far as social media is concerned, especially in this day and age, when it comes to what you guys are trying to do?
It's very important because people that we're talking to are on social media. The vending machine is going to be in places where people have Wi-Fi access.
Yeah.
So it would be amazing for the community to share their experience and uplift other people to start recycling as well.
Yeah.
And save the planet from global warming. I also think it's real.
I don't think you'd be here otherwise. Okay. Here's an idea. Mm-hmm. These what's this? BRT stations.
Yes.
These Reavaya stations, they've got Wi-Fi. I think maybe you should talk to the government, throw in one of those vending machines right there, man. Just a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would work because when we're driving around town, I'm sure you guys have noticed this, it's just gang people hanging around these bus stops because, you know, it's free Wi-Fi. But anyway, that's just my two cents. There.
Okay. Is the app live? Because I tried to check it out and I got a very odd message on iTunes. It says this app that you're looking for is only available in the US. So was that just me or?
I think you might have got the wrong app. I think there's like four or five when you search for the Tomra React app.
Okay.
Yeah. But we do have one that's available in our country and you can download it. I have it and Jose has it as well.
What is the name of the app?
Tomra React.
Spell that out for us slowly, Nas.
T-O-M-R-A React.
Okay.
Yeah.
Toma React.
Tomra.
Tomra. Well, but Kuburi, it's a slow lane. I'm sorry, man.
Is it only available on iOS for now, or is it cross platforms?
No, you can find it on iOS and you can find it on the Google Play Store.
Is it on the Play Store? Yeah. Okay, cool. That's very cool. All right. Spread it across the country, man. Get it. Accumulate the points in the meantime while,
I really want to know what the prizes are. I wish we could actually just let people know immediately. Okay, look, man, you do this for a year, you get a car. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa!
You never know. You never know, man.
They could actually make it out of some of the machines, which
you know.
Be mm-hmm.
That would be really cool, man.
Whoa.
Yeah, there you go. Hey. See what happens? See what happens when you come to us? Come up with great ideas, revive a bus stop, make a bag out of those plastic bottles. You don't know, man. So guys, I mean, it's really been fantastic having you guys in here. You've opened up my eyes to so many different things. How do we keep up with you on social media?
You can check out Mvelo iRecycle on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out Twitter as well. It's at Mvelo iRecycle. We're also on Instagram, Mvelo iRecycle. You can check out Studio Thinkers on Facebook. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Maybe some personal ones here. Maybe do you guys want people to follow you personally, or is it just no, follow Mvelo?
Push Instagram.
Instagram. Instagram at Michael Masing.
He had to. Michael is the only one, I suppose. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there a favorite thing or a favorite personal, let me say, outfit or shirt, t-shirt, actually? Is there a favorite t-shirt that you love recycling? Do you have a personal item that, I mean, wear again?
Yes.
Not. Yeah. One that's definitely very. That. Yeah.
Yep. The I Recycle hoodie. And next week, I'm going to bring hoodies for you guys.
Please.
Hey.
I was thinking we're going to be left out.
That's what I was waiting for, actually.
Yeah,
I was looking at it the whole time. I'm like, okay, Jose, you better say something.
I didn't even need to recycle a bottle.
Can you imagine? You know what? I think we should speak to the powers that be.
Yes.
We've got Wi-Fi here. I think it would be a cool idea to have one of the iRecycle vending machines in here.
Absolutely.
And play our part. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Is there a price involved? Because, hey, you know the powers that be. There's they still need their money. If we want to get one of these, how do we go about doing that? How do we go about getting our hands on one of those vending machines?
So for other people, they can just email us directly and just let us know if they're interested in getting the machine.
Okay.
Then we discuss that. Right now, nobody is going to be charged for us placing the machine on their in their venue.
Yeah.
And when it comes to Cliff Central, we're actually discussing that today, that we'd like to offer you guys a machine.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. So, yeah.
See, Van Given Man, we bring value. That's what I'm talking about. We bring
bang.
Bang, man. Boom. thank you guys, man. Actually, before we get all excited about this, thank you very much for thinking about that. And we drink tons of water here. There's Super M bottles to go around forever. And I think that'll be a great way for us to, you know, participate in, you know, playing our part to making Earth a bit more livable for a couple more years, right? And I for one, am... Not well, I don't get irritated when I see those guys pulling their trolleys on the road and whatnot, because I think it's a terrible way for them to live. But I think if more of these things come around, maybe some of those guys might be the ambassadors for you know, such initiatives.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
That's really cool, really, really cool, guys. Again, thank you so, so much for coming through.
Thanks
you
for
guys could
us.
Have been anywhere else doing pushing your own missions, but you guys took the time to come through. Thank you so much for joining us. And all the best moving forward, man.
Yeah.
Thanks. All the best. One more. Okay,
yeah,
Michael.
For partnerships and sponsorships, please email mfundo@mvelo.co.za.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a serious business. I learned this the last time.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
Gmail. It's a...
Yeah, Gmail.
That whole jack.mvelo@gmail.
No,
it doesn't work.
Sorry. Go home. Go sleep. We'll talk to you when you've got a serious email address. All right, man. Thank you guys so much for coming through. It's been cool. It's been really dope. Van Given, I hear that you've got a gig coming up, buddy.
Carnival.
You got the carnival coming up. Yeah.
Come down to my city. I'll buy you some wings. We've got 2 rand wings. Yeah, I'm serious.
Yep.
So I'll bring your whole family to buy you those 2 rand wings. We'll hang out at the carnival September. We good, man.
September. Maraluena, you can't just say September. Do you know how many days there are in September?
No, I was going to get you pre-booking and then getting your life ready.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now we'll
September
sort it out.
September sometime.
We'll sort it out. Yeah. Next week when we get the vending machine and our hoodies, we'll
and the
sort
Jose
it out.
Is on me, so.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I just like that, man. It's been fantastic hanging out with you guys. Hopefully, next week.
Let's do it.
We should, right?
Let's come invade.
In fact, I'm thinking we should just have a panel of women in here. Like, we should get to the studio, say hi, welcome to 20 something, Jack, Neo, and then shut up.
Yeah.
And just sit back and listen to the women
power
talk.
Yes.
I think we should do that.
We can do that.
I think that would be cool. All right, then. Just like that, we out of here.
I can't wait to take a selfie with you.
Really? Man, getting me all excited.
This is CliffCentral.com.